time for a little Jedi training. Cultivate the Force. Let's talk about meditation. I absolutely suck at meditation. I'm also really great at meditation. Meditation is the hardest thing in the world to do. It's also the easiest thing in the world to do. Sometimes I cannot stop the chatter in my mind, blah, 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 like a swarm of bees in my head. And other times it's like complete peace, no mind. And that is the beautiful and also the infuriating thing about meditation. Let me back up. I was first introduced to meditation in, of all places, rehab in 1998, where I lived for 100 days to finally confront my alcoholism. My Stanford education, my Cornell law degree, my best thinking landed me in what is essentially, without mincing words, a mental institution. And at the time, I'd been living my life based on self-will. They call it self-will run riot. Meanwhile, I'd become deeply, profoundly unhappy, chasing this life, this myth of the American dream that I had never, ever for one moment stopped to consider or think or ponder whether it was actually the right life for me. And it wasn't until I was in that rehab 17, 18 years ago that I actually hit pause on my life for the very first time and started to put some thought and some intention behind the kind of life that I wanted to lead, the kind of life that I wanted to live. And I very vividly remember during the early days of that rehab stay, a counselor came up to me and he said, "Rich, are you a human being having a spiritual experience? Or are you a spiritual being having a human experience?" And I was like, "What?" I don't understand the question. I had no idea what he was talking about. But now I do understand the question. I understand it deeply and completely. And the answer is that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And the way that I arrived at this conclusion is through one singular practice. Meditation. I can tell you from experience that when I meditate and do it consistently, everything in my life is better. Now look, I am no expert in meditation, but I have learned a couple things. I'm going to tell you about those things, but first, check out this sweet view. There is no wrong way to meditate. It's so easy to get caught up in all the details and the minutiae of all these various practices. And there's so many practices, practices based on mantra, practices based on the breath or visualization. And the truth is, they're all great, but it's a mistake to get caught up in these details and use them as an excuse to prevent yourself from just beginning. The truth is, the best method is the one that you will actually do. The idea, of course, with meditation is you want to achieve this state of no mind, where thoughts are not invading your consciousness, where you are truly in the now. But of course, thoughts are going to invade your efforts to be present. We're human beings. It's natural. That's just what happens. It's completely okay. The trick is, when you notice these thoughts invading your mind, just move forward, dismiss them, and don't judge yourself. My friend Charlie Knowles teaches Vedic meditation. He has a great saying. He said it on my podcast. And that saying goes like this: there is no failure in meditation. There is just do or do not. And I love that. Just begin. Consistency is king. If you're anything like me, your good intentions, your good habits, they go in waves. You have 30 days of total awesomeness, and then you fall off a cliff, and then you repeat the cycle over and over and over again. I know what that's like. I've done that a million times, and that's okay. But if you can find the resolve to prioritize meditation by setting aside even just 5 minutes every morning, I think that's a huge win. Don't set yourself up for failure or burnout by committing to like an hour every morning or meditating twice a day if you know in your heart of hearts that you're not going to be able to live up to it, that it's just not going to fit into your current lifestyle. I think instead it's much better to commit to something totally doable. And that way you can create positive momentum by consistently meeting that achievable goal. And then over time, as you start to see and experience the positive results, you can up the ante. How awesome is this tree? Incredible. Let go of your story. It's not helping you. This whole idea that I can't sit still, my mind's just spinning too fast, I'm too busy, I'm just not the meditation type. All of that is absolute bunk. You have time, just make it a priority. Get off Facebook, get off Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Netflix, whatever. Go to bed earlier, wake up earlier. Shift your perspective and change the story you tell yourself about yourself and your relationship to meditation. And I think what you'll find over time with consistent practice is that it really isn't that hard. It can be easy because the mind is very plastic like that. Also, I think it's really important to not over-intellectualize it. You don't have to understand every aspect or facet of meditation to just begin. Because all of that is like mental masturbation. It's like this barrier that prevents you from actually just starting. And finally, don't judge yourself against some ideal you have in your mind about how it's supposed to go. In fact, don't judge yourself at all. Just let all of that go. If you're brand new to meditation, I strongly suggest checking out Julie, that's my wife, her guided humming meditation program. It's this really great guided technique that removes all the thinking out of the practice. So you actually don't have to really do anything except follow along. You can find that on my website, richroll.com, and I'll put a link to it below. Alternatively, I would suggest checking out the Headspace app. It's a free app for your phone. I keep it on my dock right there at the bottom. It comes preloaded with 10 minute guided meditation sessions. I use it all the time and it's been very helpful with keeping me on track. If you want to learn more about meditation and my perspective on meditation, I've done a number of podcasts on the subject matter, many conversations with a whole litany of incredible people, everybody from my friends Charlie Knowles and Light Watkins, who are both Vedic meditation teachers. I've done 2 episodes with a Buddhist monk named Wuda, Jason Garner, who's a former music executive turned meditation expert. And also I've even had the co-founder of Headspace, Andy Puddicombe, on the show. All of them are amazing. You can find the podcast on iTunes. I'll put links to those specific episodes below. 2016 is the year that I prioritize meditation in a new and very uncompromising way. And I can tell you that it's already paying gigantic dividends in my life. Everything from reduced stress and anxiety, reduction in irritability, because my natural state is to be very irritable, so that's very helpful. Far less reactivity, increased mental acuity, a sense of feeling calm and being much more anchored in the present moment. It's helping me sleep better, and perhaps most profoundly, it's helping me work more efficiently and productively. I let go of running my life based on self-will back in 1998 when I was in that rehab. And when I'm devoted to a very consistent meditation practice, I find that working towards my goals and achieving my goals tends to come with this enhanced sense of ease as opposed to strain and struggle and stress and strife and conflict. And that alone is a really gigantic gift. So this is my invitation to you, to commit to 30 days of consistent meditation practice. And if after that period you feel like, it's not working, meditation is not for me, well, I will gladly reimburse you your irritability, your stress, your anxiety, and your general frustration with your life. There is do and there is do not. I choose do, and so should you. No mind.